special meeting of the personnel committee. The press and public have duly been notified. There are no minutes of previous.
It's a special meeting, so no citizens' comments.
Special meeting, no minutes. Again, I apologize for the crackly voice, but the sinuses come in with the open windows. But it's nice to have it anyway. Okay, well, we are here to discuss the narratives sent to us by the Mercer Group. And at the time that we called this meeting, we didn't have any information. So really, this meeting was to kind of bring you up to date of where we were and what we were doing and trying to get Mercer to respond to us. But then he came through after, what, three, four, five contacts, tried to get some information from him. So we distributed those to everybody on the committee, asked to look at the narratives and come back today and kind of decide what we like, what we don't like, what we'd like to change, if anything, and go forward. The timeframe that we have now is we're hoping to get this back to him today sometime, or at the least tomorrow morning, so that he can put the visuals with it and get back to us by the 25th, which is Friday. To just give him this week, because after the narratives are there, he should be able to pop in the visuals so that then we can make a final decision on the total package of all three brochures by our meeting on November 1st.
I'll be out of town.
Okay, but we'll get you that information beforehand so that you can kind of give us the feedback, if that's okay. We're trying to push for that November 1st being time for him to really get out there and start doing something, because we are 4 weeks behind. And for whatever reason, we're 4 weeks behind, so we don't want to get any further than that. If you look at our timeline, we were saying in January we'd be interviewing, so now we probably won't be interviewing until February, unless he can really make up some time along the way. Okay, so I'm going to ask each of you to kind of give Wynette your ideas or feelings or whatever as you read these three. We did make sure that he understood we want three. We don't just want one with all three in it. We want three separate ones so that they can go out to different, even though some of the information is the same, and you notice that. So John, you want to start and give
us
your...
Can I'd like to make just an observation and general statement about the narratives in general, which is, you know, I think recognizing the purpose of them is, to me, twofold. And I want to make sure it's consistent with the expectations, because the feedback is pretty, needs to be relevant to the purpose they're serving. And I think that what we want from these narratives is that they're helping attract candidates and that they're helping screen out candidates that wouldn't be a good fit. People who can go ahead and say, this is not the right role for me because I don't qualify or I don't like something about that opportunity. So I think those are the two things. And Wynette, obviously I always invite you to chime in, but when we work with a recruitment agency, I was discouraged by the quality of these narratives. I'll start off with that.
Me too.
And I used the word underwhelmed. I think I sent everybody an email and said, I'm very underwhelmed with what they did with so much time. But as I reflected on what recruitment agencies do and the real value they provide, the value they provide is not in writing narratives about opportunities. The value they provide is in their network and the people that they know. So I'm still hopeful that, based on the feedback we've gotten about Mercer, that his value is in his network and not in his ability to craft a strong narrative. That puts the responsibility on us to really lead that. So that's my first just sort of overarching statement that I think, you know, let's recognize this is, I'm discouraged that the responsiveness wasn't there. That's what we should be most discouraged about, not necessarily the quality of the narrative, which was pretty poor.
And I'll come in to say that that's the very thing in our last correspondence with him. We made a telephone call. We basically said, okay, this is it. We need something by this date or, because we were just at the point where there was just no no response at all. And for a firm of his reputation, we can't figure it. We really can't figure it. So, anyway.
So I will say that I sent you my notes just prior to this meeting, but I used the track changes feature in Word, so you okay. can see. But I mostly made a lot of comments instead of edits. Frankly, there's a little bit of writing that needs to be done to get it to the point where I want it to be. So I made comments about here's what writing needs to take place, but I didn't have an opportunity
to
really sit down. It would probably take me a couple hours if I was going to.
Know that we should write it for him. That's what we're paying for.
I know.
But I really don't want to spend a whole lot of time sending our comments and then have him send back something that's no better.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm torn.
Me
and
too.
I went through it. I started saying, why am I writing
Me
this for
too.
Him? But, you know, so go on. I'm sorry.
Well, that goes back to my prior comments. Like, he's shown, I think we see the quality of the writing that we're going to get. And so if we want to expedite the process, I think we have to take ownership.
Okay.
So whether or not we should or shouldn't, whatever scoped, let's just be realistic about what we can expect and do what we think. So my comments really for the police chief and for the city administrator are the same. As I went through, because there were so many things, some of this is general writing stuff. Like when he talks about this is an exceptional opportunity and this is an excellent position for the city's an excellent position for the future. Those are throwaway statements to me that don't mean anything because there's nothing to back them up. So I hate adjectives that aren't really backed up by anything and they're just kind of sprinkled in there because they're meaningless and they don't give anybody a picture of anything. So they're not helping achieve our stated goal of they don't sell anything and they also don't help screen things out. So with the police chief and the city administrator, you know, when he talks about when it's talking about this is yada yada yada, this intro paragraph, I would like something to the tunes of going in this direction, but like the city of Isle Palms is looking for a chief of police, whatever, that will help charter the course of for the future of the island for generations to come. That type of thing, it's not that much of a departure, but it's a little bit more like exciting and impassioned for someone who's like, okay, why would I want to take this role? Oh, it's because they're facing all of these things and this is what I can help do. Which segs into the other thing that I think is missing from here, which are, what are the major challenges that Isle of Palms is facing in the coming years? People need to, I want candidates to know that, because if they're not up to the challenge, then they shouldn't apply. And frankly, we're saving Jim, what we're doing is really helping Jim time, but we're making sure he's not gonna bring us candidates that somehow make it through his screening process. So I would like to have a section on, here are the challenges that you're gonna face as a chief of police. Here are the challenges, and they're pretty straightforward.
Right.
We're facing a massive drainage problem that is going to cost tens of millions of dollars
but
to address.
That's not police.
Well,
this is just kind of general.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the. But, the, you know, there's a massive population boom taking place in the area, causing traffic problems that were not mitigated with the original planning for the island. And so the chief of police has to really be instrumental in helping us see the path for the future for decades to come, because what we do now will really impact what the island looks like. Whether or not that chief of police is in place in 20 or 30 years, what we do now is gonna really charter the course for that. And for the right candidate, that's gonna be really exciting to be able to leave a lasting mark on the island. I also, the way that this describes the former chief of police and the former
he's gone, he's retired,
and just it's just a weird way to say it,
right,
after a number of successful years,
right.
Like why don't we say the chief, why don't we be explicit, the current chief of police has been in position for X number of years,
right? I said that too.
That's exactly what I've said.
Me too.
After a number of X number of years,
right,
he's decided to retire.
And again, successful years is another weird throwaway adjective to me. And, you know, maybe list a couple of the things about Chief Buchanan that we want to replicate in the next chief of police, or I don't know. But this is just, it was a weird statement. The same thing with the city administrator.
Right.
I think we should be explicit and try and say, like, when there's a job opening, it's very helpful for candidates to understand, why is there a job opening?
Right. Same thing.
Right. The more transparent we are, the better quality candidates we're going to get.
After 17 years of being city
archie. But they, you know, we don't want them to feel like they have to do the things the same way that it was done before.
Right.
We want this to be a new, exciting time, you know, transition and da 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 da. Okay.
And forgive me, like, I know that my comments are less specific, like, word changes and more general direction, but I felt like the general direction was so far off that it's hard to do word edits when I feel like we need almost a complete rewrite. Yeah. The about the city, we have to, I know that's the same in all three of them. I'm not sure why the Windjammer is explicitly called out.
I know, isn't that weird? I did the same thing. I just X'd it out.
Yeah, I'm like,
Right.
I think
the
maybe
Windjammer Club.
Yeah.
Maybe Jim's a huge beach volleyball fan. I don't know.
I don't
know. I think we could probably rewrite that whole statement. I mean, there's some information that we want them to get that's just demographic. You know, the about the city, full-time equivalent, all that. I was fine with that section. That's just facts that I think candidates would like to know. But the about Isle of Palms, that's where we sell ourselves.
Exactly.
And there's no sales in that. This is just blah. So the first section is selling the opportunity, about Isle of Palms is selling the island, and we're not doing either in any section. And then we've got the, on both of those, preferred that the chief or the CA be a resident of the city of Isle of Palms.
We never said that. I don't know where that came from at all.
Okay.
Delete
that. That's an easy one. So those are my, comments. I think that captures. Oh, I've got the one thing about the and then the chief of police. Sorry, there's one more comment that I had. This section on page. What page is this? It is the third page.
Under what?
It's additional attributes. Is the start of the paragraph.
Yeah. Okay.
And then. There's three paragraphs that list attributes. It's a bulleted list, mm-hmm. but it's just thrown into three paragraphs.
But you know, I looked at that over and over again because he didn't do that in the city administrator.
I know.
I'm not so sure if this isn't all of the attributes we gave him that covered both the city administrator and the police. Because if you look at some of these, because we did give him attributes for the city administrator.
Yes, we did.
And he didn't use any of them. So I'm not so sure these three paragraphs aren't the combination of every attribute we mm-hmm. gave for all three of them.
Yeah. What I didn't like is, I mean, there's almost too many bullets but at that point, and that's probably why I threw it into a paragraph. But it's weird to have a list of, the writing is just really bad. To say additional attributes, other requirements, still other attributes. It's just bad. It's just bad writing. And I don't like it. And I don't remember, the one adjective that I did single out was the word charismatic. I don't recall that coming up for either leadership position, and I don't.
We did that for a city administrator.
We did.
I went back and looked at some of those lists. Remember we had the big long
list? I do. Mm-hmm.
And then we gave some other ones. I think charismatic was one of the ones that was in there for city administrator. That's why I thought he just mixed up.
Did we pull that out? Like, I mean, did we single that out as one that we care about?
It was all.
It was just listed in that.
It's all listed. Remember, we gave him a whole bunch of lists, and we didn't really pick out one or two of them, we said, because they're all important.
Top 10. Yeah. We gave, like, the top 10.
Yeah.
And I think we gave him the minutes of that meeting, mm-hmm. where you all discussed not only those top 10 or top 5.
Yeah,
but
maybe it came out
then. So I think he may have included all of them once he discussed.
Well, I'll throw in my two cents. I don't think that that's important enough to be in this description.
Especially the chief of police.
I don't think for city administrator it's necessary either. Like, great leaders can be charismatic or not. So.
Right. Thanks, John. Carol?
It's just very disappointing. I mean, I don't know what we should really do. I'm not 100%. I feel somewhat responsible because I called these communities and they gave him rave reviews, and I don't know where the disconnect or what exactly is going on, but I'm concerned it's very concerning, and I'm kind of wondering if we want to continue down this road, given what our work product that we've been handed. I mean, it's not, like you said, it's not our job to write this, and it's, and here we are. So, anyway.
Can I respond? Yeah, well, I was going to say, this, I mean, first of all, we make, it was a consensus-based decision,
okay.
And we were all in favor of it, and there's no way you can control what information references give you. So, I mean, I've heard you say that a couple times, and
I
it's
know,
painful
I feel
because
terrible.
You shouldn't feel any.
Not at all.
Yeah, this
I
is.
I feel terrible that this is where we are.
We also feel like this is not what they normally do. When you look at the other brochures that are out there under his website.
So I mean, I'm wondering if we can ask for him to please team up with someone else on his force, in his firm.
He gave us the option to say, do you want to assign this to someone else?
Yes.
On the phone, we didn't make that decision.
The answer
is
yes.
This is a big firm. They've got a lot of associates.
Right.
And, in trying to get a hold of him, we had to call the people in California to try to get a hold of him. So we're feeling like there's something going on with Jim. Personally,
right, but
I
don't
know that for a fact,
right.
Not accusing or whatever,
right.
But we just have this feeling that this just is not the kind of product we would have.
Well, so we need, I think we need to be very clear that we need somebody,
we need another
firm, another person in the firm.
In the firm.
Yeah.
It's a huge firm,
I know.
They've got lots and lots of, and I'm not, at the time when we were on the phone, we were all saying that, he gave us that option. We didn't take it right then and there because we wanted to have the feeling of everybody. But it may be time for us to say,
okay,
Jim, we understand you have, situations going on. We really need a top-notch writer to come in and do this
get
for
this
us and
cleaned
do it
up
expeditiously and give us the kind of product that we see on your website for other sites.
Top line. Okay, so anyway. So mine, I did kind of go through and edit. I mean, I don't even like, the comma after Isle of Palms. I mean, just starting at the very front page, I didn't like that, the way that looked. Then I don't like how he, and I don't know, again, what, I don't like where it says Isle of Palms, an outstanding opportunity. To me, that sounds like he's selling Isle of Palms. I mean, that's the first line.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Does anybody have any...
I didn't get hung up on those. I got hung up on
Then he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't bring up Kalia.
Right.
Certified. Then again, like you said, the way after, the way he said number of successful years of current people, that whole paragraph's horrible. These were just. Then he didn't talk about evacuations and being storm ready at all anywhere.
That would be a good one to list with the challenges.
Yeah, I mean, that's, he didn't even touch on that. Even in his rolling stock, last page.
What does that mean?
He didn't even mention how many cruisers we have. I mean, if he's going to go into that. And then facility is in good shape. That was weird.
Yeah.
I just said.
The whole thing
no,
is.
No, it's not. It's not.
Anyway,
it's
I just.
It's not.
Right, but it just is
and
weird.
That's one of
just
the challenges
me.
Yeah.
That they're going to face is to be.
But I mean, it could be. I've
renovated.
Seen worse, right? But
yeah,
you know.
But that is going to be one of the first things that he or she is going to be involved in.
And then our committees, he even has wrong.
Yes, no facilities.
Facilities, et cetera. Anyway, the whole thing. I just. Then. Then under city administrator, I could go on and on. I was, like you said, just to take the whole thing and rewrite it. Even where it says seasoned city administrator professional to work in a stable, vibrant, and active community. Like to me, it would make more sense to say Oceanside. Or something, just under the very first. That whole first paragraph to me is so weird. It's like they're selling an assisted living facility.
And it's the same language in all three.
Right, but that just is so weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got this weirdest feeling. And again, I hate that exceptional opportunity. I hate the way, again, the previous one, after a number of successful years, just
can was, since we both glazed over real quick, that vision statement.
Yeah.
That one was a little bit closer to me of what we should talk about on the Isle of Palms section.
Right, me too.
Not the job section.
Me too.
This is talking about Isle of Palms, and I read that, and I'm like, this is better than what he's currently saying with
exactly.
the Windjammer statement.
Yes, that crazy Windjammer.
Sorry
Windjammer
to interrupt.
No,
and
please
is this
interrupt.
Right from the vision statement of the comprehensive plan.
Mm-hmm.
From,
yes, it's so much better than the other. Anyway, and then all these bazillion of bullets. Just one little thing. The second to last one. Develops council meetings with mayor, attends and participates in all council meetings, and I think it should say committee and council meetings. I mean, but that's like nothing compared to the other stuff. And then works closely with city chairs, it's committee chairs. Anyway, I just, the writing is, it goes on and on and on and on and on. I don't even know.
Because all he did was take the job description mm-hmm. and just like a couple of words.
And then there are a ton of typos in the public works one.
Yeah, I just left that up to Wynette and Donnie.
But I did, I edited that and I've got, so I'll just give you these.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know, but I do, so I guess my bottom line is I think it is imperative that we ask to work with another staff member. I mean, I just don't think we can, you know, it would be insane for us to expect a different result from him in terms of a work product at this point. I mean, this is what he gave us. And
do we know, Wynette, do we have a sense that this came directly from Jim?
Yes.
And not from anybody else?
Yes.
Because he had mentioned an associate that works with him on some of these things. Mm-hmm. I don't remember her name.
Lisa.
And when we sent the email to him, we CC'd her also so that she would get a sense of, you know, how we were trying to mm-hmm. move along. So I didn't know if he brought her in to even do this, and this is her product also.
Well, I think we should just ask for a whole... I mean, and not, you know, in a nice way.
Yeah.
I mean, but I just don't think we can expect all of a sudden for it to go
mm-hmm.
from this
yes.
level
mm-hmm.
right.
to,
right.
I mean, I'm just being realistic.
It was also interesting when we went on the website and looked at other searches that were being done, the searches that he was involved in, and correct me if I'm wrong, but they basically were one-page descriptions. They were just basically bullet points, and much like this, not quite as much detail. And then when you look at some of the other first vice presidents that are working on searches, they were much more elaborate, you know, better, you know, written, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm just not sure.
I'm not at all comfortable with.
So, you know, it's going to sound redundant, but I did the same thing you folks did. First, I just looked at general remarks for all of the narratives, because so many of the sections were exactly the same,
right.
for whether it was one or the other. And, you know, basically, I said that, you know, even at the very first, that he didn't establish that we were a beachfront community. He, you know, stable, vibrant, active. Didn't mention family friendly, didn't mention Atlantic Coast Barrier Island as a description in the very beginning, because these folks need to know, not when they get
even
all the way down
fiscally
to the end.
Sound.
Right.
You know, again, it sounds like he's selling a retirement community.
It's well, very boilerplate.
Yes.
But it doesn't talk about the city like the.
He wasn't selling, he wasn't mm-hmm. marketing. And I prefaced my remarks by saying, I'm. Mm-hmm. by no means an expert in marketing, but this certainly isn't what we expected to sell. And when he came here, we had given him tours and talked to people, and we thought he would walk away with that feeling of what this island was about, mm-hmm. that it was exciting, it was family friendly, it, you know, da 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 da. About the position I picked up on the residency, that was never discussed. I don't know where he picked that up. It looks like that came from someplace else.
Right, that's what I figure.
Never said anything about residency.
Never.
The only thing, if there is a reason to have to put something in there, I would say that there is no residency requirement, but residency should be within a distance that allows the employee to get here in a timely manner. Something of that sort, mm-hmm. but not that, you know, they have to.
No expectation of that. I don't even
We've
think.
We've never said that.
No.
Okay. about the Isle of Palms, I just said I think we're better than this narrative. I didn't see. So I went to Condé Nast because, you know, they've got a thing.
Right.
And what they said was, Isle of Palms, one of the most family-friendly beaches, stretches across 7 miles of shoreline. Between the two ends is a tight seaside community that offers almost the full gamut of activities plus stunning white sands. Simple. That's what
right.
I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I
right.
expected a marketing verbiage, not, you know, that. I mean, we could all do that. And then the windjammer. I said, rather than just pointing out the windjammer, if you want to talk about the commercial area, talk about a centralized commercial area that includes
parking,
restaurants, boutique, hotels, da-da-da-da, family-friendly. I kept saying family-friendly.
But even a municipal-owned parking lot. Like, that's what actually kind of matters and what these people who were looking to employ have to handle. Like,
also
that's
the marina. There was no mention.
No mention
the tiny
marina,
one little blurb about the marina under
it was, I think, part
under
of the
city administrator, part of the bullets of their
yeah.
job.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I said, rather than pointing out the windjammer, we need, you know, and it, I don't, I've never heard of it as a wind glamour club.
I know, it was so weird.
anyway,
that's just because you're not a member.
And then, you know, about the Isle of Palms, I think in the police narrative, there should be something that states that the Isle of Palms has been designated as the safest city.
Right.
I didn't know if it was South Carolina or I didn't know what it was, so I said fact check that
mm-hmm.
part.
It is. South
but
Carolina.
You know, in the general comments for chief of police, you
right.
do say this has been designated the safest city in South Carolina. So that they know that this isn't, you know,
a crime-ridden.
That, and for some, that may be a turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
They may want to go someplace
right.
where it's, a, you know, you've got a bunch of stuff going on all the time. For the city administrator, I think that there should be some kind of statement that said that, you know, we've got a renewed energy and involvement of the residents to ensure the island remains family-friendly, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. For public works, it should state that protecting our beaches and residential structures from intruding flood and drainage waters is the number one concern. I mean, there was nothing in that specifically. So those were just kind of general that were in each of the three of them.
I even wondered, and I didn't know where it would go, and I'm sorry I'm interrupting you. Like, the... like an active, how active the turtle team is. And that's like this,
the conservation of the beaches.
I mean that's
that.
A big,
none of that was
there's there. Like 65 people who do that every, you know, morning. And
yeah.
I mean, rather than the windjammer,
yeah.
the beach, you know, I mean, that's daily.
You just capture the things that makes
the spirit.
This island different.
The spirit of the island.
You up in the upstate. I mean, it could be
right.
any mm-hmm. one of, you know, cities with 4,000 residents. Just didn't capture it. Chief of police in the second paragraph, where it's talking about the chief of police left or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think that needs to say that, you know, he retired after over 35 mm-hmm. years, and that the police department is proud that CALEA, the Commission of
right.
Law, granted the 6th accreditation, representing over 15 years of maintaining 485 standards required by accreditation. That tells you
the level
of police department that we have. And then when you get to the ideal candidates, to me, I would take those last three paragraphs, and I don't think we need three of them, but I would flip it. I would start with a paragraph that gives you the nuances of the traits of the person, because the bullets are the minimum requirements. But to be successful, you're not only going to have to be, you know, educated and trained and all that kind of stuff, but here are the things that will make you more be successful.
But I almost think it's too much.
Oh, it is too much. Mm-hmm. I don't think we had that many for police. I think we had that many for all three.
I mean, it seems just crazy.
Yeah, but there needs to be, you know, like the personality traits should be the paragraph that gets the person excited. And then says, oh yeah, I gotta have this, I gotta have that, I gotta have this.
I mean, what is an inside-outside influencer? Like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Like you said, what are those throwaway words?
Mm-hmm. Where did it come from?
I mean, I've never heard any of us say that.
Well, I'm sure it came from one of his other searches, maybe. But
right?
Yeah, well, it's right after Charismatic. That's
right.
It. So, like,
yeah. So, anyway.
And high integrity. I mean, wouldn't you just say,
well, they've got it right after honest, so,
right.
I mean.
Right.
It's kind of like synonyms.
Yeah.
Right. Just
in
like.
In the ideal candidate, there's no mention of Kalia at all.
Right.
If somebody doesn't know what Kalia is.
Right.
It's a problem. I mean, and that's why in the first sentence I gave the Commission of Law Enforcement Accreditation, because maybe nobody, you know, they're not familiar with it, but then they can go look it up and see. And to me, you know, even the positions, the bullet points, don't we have the job descriptions could be a link? I mean, if they want to
right.
see all the...
Right.
Everything.
All 50,000
right.
bullet points.
Right.
God,
absolutely.
Just give them a link to show that, but make the brochure
right.
the marketing piece. Yes.
Concise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Concise and look at, you know,
mm-hmm.
those kind of nuanced things. We want a marketing piece. We don't want this. But remember, he kept saying that in his first review of all the candidates, he would match up what was in the brochure to what
I just think we need to get somebody else
so
to do
sure
the. I just
that
can't.
That has to be there because that's how he starts the review process. Y'all remember that? Remember he said that.
The whole
would,
thing is so
he would
disturbing.
Look at the resumes and match the requirements in the brochure. So maybe all those bullets have to. I don't know. But it doesn't read.
So who's going to call and tell him we need a different person to work on this? I mean, I will if you don't want to do it.
No,
I mean,
no, we had Wynette and
okay,
and
Wynette
Desiree,
will do it.
No, Wynette and Desiree and Jimmy Carroll came in, and I was there on a call, and we had him on speakerphone, and we basically went through, you know, the fact that he was 4 weeks late, that we had several delays. You know, he would say it's here by
well,
Friday.
I don't think it needs to be all of y'all. Again,
well,
somebody just needs to talk to him.
We did that because we wanted him to understand that
right,
it wasn't
but I
just
mean,
a
so
staff
this...
concern, that it was the personnel committee concern and the mayor's concern. Mm-hmm. We felt that at the point where we were at, that there had to be a sense of urgency and a sense that not everybody didn't speak, Carol.
Right.
Desiree
right.
did most of the conversation. But we had talked beforehand and said, this is what we need to
I mean,
to
can
cover.
You just say we're not satisfied with the work product? And is there someone else who could possibly...
I think what we actually should do is if there's a possibility of having him get this recording so that he understands the extreme concern from the personnel committee and it identifies all of those things you have just talked about. I think if there's a possibility of sending him that today, that he is able to turn these around without us doing all of the wordsmithing and trying to create the brochure that he is being paid to do, I think that would be, number one, let's see what he can do with the comments that have been made today and kind of the intensity that you are saying these are not what we had expected and that we would like him and someone else on his team to work on these. And
I think it needs to be conveyed that I thought that the value of having somebody from that organization spend 2 days a year meeting individually with council members is was for them to understand the culture of the city, understand what those challenges were, and kind of and put that all in writing so that whoever's looking at it understands what they're getting themselves into. I don't think it says any of that. I think this is a job description, a very thorough job description. I don't think it talks about, you know, the challenges that the city's facing, the project that, you know, both persons are going to be challenged in the next, you know, 5-10 years. And I think that's important. I honestly thought that that was what the expectation
yes.
was of having
yeah.
somebody mm-hmm. meeting face-to-face rather than just seeing, you know,
mm-hmm.
documentation in writing to experience the island, to be at meetings, to understand what were the issues that we were talking about. And I don't see any of that there.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like Wynette's suggestion. I mean, it's kind of harsh, but
mm-hmm.
it, to your point, Desiree, that's exactly right. All of this we could have delivered via an email. All of that, the input that's captured here could have easily been captured via email. We wanted the nuanced, you know, themes of the island, from the challenges to here's what's important to us, and that's not reflected, and that's what we would like reflected in the next.
Now, realize that may mean that he has to send somebody else here. And to do it right, I would say we do that.
Well, and I think that he has the information if he just worked with one of his teammates, well, his team members, to be able to to re-script all of this. I think we, you know, that would be a first start versus, again, scheduling
mm-hmm.
and having him meet with everybody because he does have that information. But to work with someone else to put it onto, you know, onto paper. A little more accurately,
eloquently
make it exciting, mm-hmm. make people want to come here, and it just isn't there. I think we could spend hours and hours rewriting the whole thing, but I think that's why we hired the firm.
I think another piece of information, and I'm not sure if that's part of what you supplied to him when he was here, but the accomplishments report, that is it shows a lot of information of what the city has done, and
mm-hmm.
it really paints a really good picture of where we are and what we're working towards too.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be another piece. You know, we've been preparing those reports.
And that was there.
I think
yeah.
we sent that, yeah. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was afraid after our last conversation that we may get something that was boilerplate, and I think that's what we've got. And it's disappointing, but you know, we want to do this right. So if
Absolutely.
It takes us a little longer,
right.
it takes us a little longer. However, we do need some fresh eyes and some fresh ideas. And I'm sure that other folks within the Mercer group
mm-hmm.
could take this over and give us what we need. So I hear from you, we need to contact Jim and we need to make that clear. And then we, based on what his conversation is, well, we can assign this person or that person. We would really need them to come and visit. Unless they feel that they can read his notes, we'll give them that opportunity. His notes may be intensive enough that somebody else can read them and get the feeling. Should we send him all our comments?
I think we'll put the audio online like we do with every meeting.
Right.
Once that's up, I'll let you know,
mm-hmm.
and you can send them that
yeah.
link. And I do think that there would be there is
value
in him reading what you all put together.
Right. I do too.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things, and not that we want. What I don't want is I don't want him to cut and paste what we have written, and just send us back what we have written. We really need. You know, the whole nuance of who the island is, and to attract, like you said, John, attract good people because they want to come here. They really want to apply for this because, number one, it's a great place. It would be a great place to work. Yes, there are challenges, but they've been upfront with them. So that would be, to me, if I read this and I saw that there were some challenges, but I knew in my mindset I had the skills to handle them, that would be another reason to apply for the
mm-hmm.
position.
I mean, they're challenges, but yes, I mean,
yeah.
but it's a CALEA certified, I mean, there's,
right.
it's not like you're taking,
Yeah, we're not in the bottom of the deep.
No, yeah, I mean, it's right, but
we do need
some of our problems are good problems.
Right, not afraid to tackle, you know, this much growth right over the connector.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the excitement out of this.
No. It just missed the mark, and some of the best things, you know, safest city in South Carolina, that.
Right.
You can use.
Little
I mean, they're not
sentences that could be placed correctly to get people excited about it.
Right.
Not just the job description.
Right.
Okay. So I think I hear our challenge, and what we'll do is we'll make a.
Yeah.
First, we'll send them the audio and these materials, and then we'll set a date to get a phone conversation, and to see who he reassigns. And then. I don't know what that does to the timeline, but by November 1st at our meeting, and I know you won't be here, we should have, you know, decisions made in terms of who is going to take it on or what the next steps are, and we'll communicate to you through Wynette and Desiree as to what the conversation was and where we're going forward, so we don't have to have special meetings, unless you want special meetings. No, we can just...
Let's try to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not meet anymore, no, we have to. Okay. Anything else on the agenda? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Now that we're off the recorder, we were really concerned about his health.
Yeah. Mm.